This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission has issued notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections today. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in this phase. 39 seats of Tamil Nadu, 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Uttarakhand, Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar, 3 seats of West Bengal, 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry will go to polls in the first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. However, for Bihar, the last date for filing nominations is the 28th of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th of this month and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of March. Whereas in Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 2nd of April. The voting will be held on 19th April. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has notified the category of electors mentioned for the purpose of facility of voting through postal ballot as absentee voters in the category of persons employed on essential services. The list includes the employees of Metro, Railways, BSNL, Electricity and Health Departments, Fire Services, Postal Services, Aviation, Disaster Management, Doordarshan and Akashvani, and media persons authorized by the Commission for polling day coverage, among others. The persons can cast vote by postal ballot on duty on the day of poll in the current general elections, legislative assemblies and by-elections in 26 assembly constituencies in 13 states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is a forum which brings together stakeholders from the world of startups, innovators and upcoming entrepreneurs." He said India's strides in the world of startups has been phenomenal in the last few years. The event started on Monday. The Lokpal has ordered a probe by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, against former TMC MP Mahua Moitra in cash for query charges. The Lokpal in its order has said that there is sufficient prima facie evidence against Moitra on record that deserves deeper scrutiny. The directive came while deciding a complaint by BJP Lok Sabha member Nishikant Dubey, alleging that Moitra had asked questions in the Lok Sabha in exchange for cash and gifts from Dubai-based businessman Darshan Hiranandani. It has directed the CBI to complete investigations in all aspects of the allegations against Moitra within 6 months and also file periodical reports every month regarding the status of the investigation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay a two-day state visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will receive an audience with the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, and the former King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. He will also hold talks with his Bhutanese counterpart, Shering Tobke. The Union Public Service Commission has decided to postpone the Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024. The Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024, which also serves as a screening test for the Indian Forest Service examination, will now be held on the 16th of June this year. The exam was earlier scheduled to be held on the 26th May this year. The Commission has decided to postpone the exam due to the ensuing general elections. Gross direct tax collection has registered a growth of 18.74% during the current financial year. According to the Finance Ministry, gross direct tax collection stands at over 22,27,000 crore rupees, which is more than 18,75,000 crore rupees reported in the corresponding period of financial year 2022-23. In Swiss Open Badminton, India's Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly have advanced to the pre-quarters of the women's doubles category at St. Jacob Scholl Arena in Basel, Switzerland yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.